All the rap acts these days owe something to Run DMC, the mega hip-hop trio from the 80s. These days, Run has become Reverend Run, an ordained minister with his own reality show on MTV and a parenting book called Take Back Your Family.
Reverend Run joined Corbett Coleman, filling in for me and panelists Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Adam Felber.
So Run DMC, for those who may not be familiar with your work, you were not the first rap group, but the first superstar rap group, the first rap group that was on the cover of Rolling Stone, the first to sell a lot of records. Is that about right?
Yep. We had a major crossover hit with Aerosmith. It was a remake of Walk This Way.
Right. And were you guys started out, did you know where you were headed? Did you have any idea how big hip-hop and you guys specifically could get?
No, we our thoughts were, let's get it on the WBLS was our radio station. So we called in, we had a record, and we act like we were somebody else, as if they knew who we was in the first place. And we're like, Jam Master Jay's name was Jason, and he said, it's Jim. Can you play that new record by Run DMC, call it Like That? And we heard that, and then they played the record, and we went running, screaming down the block to our parents, our record's on the radio. And that was, you know, a local radio station, and next thing you know, we were traveling to North Carolina, and we just started moving all around. And it just got bigger and bigger, and it just kept, you know, it got bigger than us and our thoughts.
Now, did you have to put up with, like, people, I don't know if you care, but people saying, well, what kind of musical group are they? They're not even singing.
Exactly. We it was really bad. That's a good question. We brought turntables, and the promoters would say, where's your band? And we used to say, in the bag. And it would be two turntables and a mixer. And then once Jam Master Jay finished performing on the turntables, they understood that we were some bad brothers from Hollis, Queens.
There you are. I want to get to what you're doing now, but what you're doing now is so different from those days. So, I mean, did you ever, you know, back in those days, back in the 80s, did you ever turn to your partner and say, yeah, this is great, you know, this vast success, international touring, money, but one of these days I'm going to write a parenting book.
I didn't think that, but LL Cool J said something to me one day. I used to come out and scream to the audience, this is my house. But I'd use, you know, a word that I don't want to use now.
Yeah, of course. Cause...
And LL said to me, one day I could imagine you saying, this is my church. And he said, you remind me of a preacher standing up there at Madison Square Garden in front of all these people. And I just kind of looked at him and smiled. And here it is, years later, I'm the Rev Run. So I've always been into touching people in a inspiring way, and that's what I'm doing now with this book and with the television show. Is I believe I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Now let's talk about the television show. The television show is a reality show about you, your wife, and your kids. You live in a big house in New Jersey, and it's vaguely like the shows we've seen before about other families, the Osbournes, whatever you want to pick. But the difference is everybody in your family is really nice, has their act together, and you all get along, which is something.
Well, people like that. You know, we had to shove that down MTV's throat. They were like, you mean to tell me that you're a rapper, become a reverend with a normal family who sits in a tub and tweets out words to people, and you expect people to like it? And I looked at them and I said, yeah.
Wait, back up for a second. I want to hear you tweet from the bathtub?
Yeah, I send out words of wisdom every morning. That's what I used to do. So I said, let's show people what I do. So we just had, the only difference is we had to put some Mr. Bubble there so you didn't see everything.
Right. So, okay, so you changed it a little bit for TV, because that was my question. I wanted to see how real it was. So in reality, you would not be using the bubble bath. You'd be with your BlackBerry in the bathtub, sending out words of wisdom.
Yeah, I send them out to my friends. But early on, it was about, you know, like 50 friends and a couple of people in the music industry, and now it's hundreds of thousands of people that I send words of wisdom out to every morning. Anybody that wants to join, just you can join too and get the words from the tub.
You ever drop your phone in the tub?
No, but recently I had a soap in one hand and the BlackBerry in the other, and I stuck my hand, the wrong hand, in the tub and realized that the soap was up and the BlackBerry was down.
Well, Rev Run, we're delighted to have you with us, and we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
Walk DMC.
So you're Rev Run. You founded Run DMC. So naturally, we wondered, what might you know about walking, specifically race walking, the comic relief of
international
race walking. This is an athletic event where athletes race against each other, but they're not allowed to run. They can only walk as fast as they can. We're going to ask you three questions about race walking. Get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on the home answering machine. Carva, who is Rev Run playing for?
He's playing for Amber Barger of Sacramento, California.
Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Here we go. First question. Race walking has its own lingo, of course. You might hear which of these phrases around a race walking meet. A walker with style but not speed is called a race flaunter. B, a particularly good walker called a super stroller. Or C, the second place finisher is called, of course, the walker up.
I guess B.
You're going to go B, the super stroller. That guy's a super stroller. No, I'm afraid it was C. It was walker up, because they're not allowed to run.
So I had a feeling that was the answer, but I didn't want to win, I guess.
I guess so. Examine your own self-destructive nature. But that's okay. And you still have two more chances. You can still win this. The next question. Race walking has played an important part in pop culture. Now, as in which of these? A, Cary Grant's last movie, Walk, Don't Run, in which he plays Cupid to an American race walker and his young female landlord. B, the original video for Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind featured world record-holding race walker Anatoly Vedyakov showing how many roads a man must walk down. Or C, Maurice Ravel said the stately march toward a climax in his famous piece Bolero was inspired by watching a race walk.
C.
You're going to go for C, that the Bolero was inspired by a race walk?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, man.
No, it was actually... It was A, Cary Grant's last movie was called Walk, Don't Run.
I figured that.
Yeah.
He didn't want to flaunt.
All right. He didn't want to flaunt. Here's the last question. Now, one of the things about race walking is, well, why don't these guys just start running? It would be faster. Thanks to an experiment carried out by an investigative TV show, we know a race walker will in fact run if A, he thinks nobody's watching, B, the running surface is heated to 200 degrees, or C, he is attacked by sword-wielding samurai.
I like A already, straight off the top.
You think he thinks nobody, you think if you take a race walker, you say, oh, nobody's watching, you just race walk, we'll go.
If it's wrong, I'm telling you, it sounded right to me.
All right, so you're going to choose a race walker. That may well be true, we don't know, because we've always watching them. What was proved on TV is that a race walker will start running if he's attacked by samurai. This is done in a Japanese TV show, of course, where they got an actual world champion race walker. They didn't tell him what was happening. They put him on a track. They said, we just want to see your technique. And he was race walking around, and they released six guys with samurai swords to chase him. And you better believe he started running. And we will post a link to this amazing video on our website. Corva, how did Rev Run do?
Well, I can tell you the Rev Run is a very blessed man, Peter.
Thank you very much, but I lost badly.
You lost. You lost them all, Rev.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You got none right.
Rev Run is the star of Run's House on MTV. He's co-written the new book, Take Back Your Family, with his wife, Justine. He'll, of course, always be the Run in Run DMC. Rev Run, thank you so much for joining us here on Wait, Wait. We're so glad to have
you. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. That's it for our Musicians of Music special. Support for NPR comes from CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, working to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. And Frederica and Howard Stevenson, supporting NPR. And their local stations WBUR and WGBH to help us understand our world. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to our panelists. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.